Hello, hello, listeners. Welcome to the first episode of Just Kidding, But Seriously. I'm Cameron Ivey. My co-host Ryan and I will go through a bunch of fun stuff today for the first episode. So in today's episode, we have trending topics in the U.S., motivational conversation, health and fitness tips. We're going to talk about meth gators in Tennessee. And we're also going to go over some sales and trending hot deals on stuff like OfferUp and LetGo. A lot of fun stuff in this episode. Hope you enjoy. Please like and share. And again, this is Just Kidding, But Seriously. Enjoy. Kick things off. Man, how was your day, bro?
My day was all right. You know, got started with a nice cup of cold brew. Sponsored by Spirion over there, and just kind of doing my thing at the office, you know.
I hear that, man. Cold brew is the way to go. Once you get that first sip, though, it's over.
Oh yeah, wired.
Absolutely over. I'm so sensitive to it.
That's so brewed over there in St. Pete too. It's nice local brew.
It is brewed over there. It's the company's Made, so we're already giving Made coffee some airtime.
Shout out to Made.
Yeah, hopefully they'll sponsor us. We'll get some ads for Made. What's up?
Then our listeners will be hearing this podcast sped up two times.
Two times. What the hell else happened today? Good Lord.
Well, I can tell you what happened yesterday over there in Clearwater.
Oh, what happened?
Apparently, seven people, maybe eight, got struck by lightning in back of French's yesterday. One guy's in critical condition. I think he actually took the whole jolt or the bolt, if you know what
I mean. Wait, where was this at?
Behind French's over there in Clearwater Beach.
So it was on the water, or where were they? Like,
I think they were on the sand, man. They were on the sand.
Good Lord. I mean, usually you would run when you see like storms brewing, especially when you're around the water. I wonder if it was case, or if it was like sunny and it just.
I mean, usually when I see lightning, I put my hand over my head, but I know that's not going to do anything. So we got big problems.
You're going to get lobster fried arms, freaking get zapped. So one of them's in critical condition. Everybody else is good.
I think two others went to the hospital. I will have to look that up for you, man.
Let's look it up. So St. Pete lightning. So was it one strike and it hit that many people at once, or was there multiple?
Witness describes complete chaos after Clearwater Beach lightning strike. Let's dig into that. Fox 13.
Ooh, Fox? You a Fox guy? I like foxes, but I don't know about the news channel. So we got eight injured, one struck directly. Good Lord. Could you imagine getting struck directly by lightning?
No, I don't even think the guy in critical condition is imagining it.
Dude, have you ever, like, touched an outlet before and just gotten zipped?
Nah.
That alone hurts, but getting struck by lightning, I mean, you're going to be losing some brain cells. It's like an explosion, Ryan Tuttle said. It sounded like a bomb had gone off. You know, like a literal bomb. That's what the guy said.
Felt like they got hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah, one had a heart attack, it says. And one had a seizure. Falling over everywhere.
Tina Shelton ran to help those affected by the lightning right after it happened. Quote unquote, it threw four grown men in the air. The people in the restaurant had seen it. They had seen it. The girl had passed out, and the other girl started having that's serious, having seizures. Jesus. It was chaos.
Yeah, that's not a joke, man. I mean, it's right now.
I know. It's already in Florida. Summer in Florida is not as fun as people think.
No. You're just limited. You can't go outside. You can't enjoy the beaches. If you want to go to the beach, you enjoy it for about an hour before you start seeing storm clouds coming your way. It's
game over. Dude, I'll tell you what. Now I know why they called them Tampa Bay Lightning. What no coincidence. You know what I'm saying?
Lightning capital of the world, man. Like, We're out here living it. The 813 is no joke.
813 West Side. Actually, we on the East Side.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's crazy.
There's some craziness. What else did you have on the agenda for us today? Got any?
Let's keep it rolling.
Stories?
Absolutely. Let's pull up some fun facts. Some fun facts to get you through your day that you might not have known were true, but funny. Let's see here. So approximately 10 to 20% of U.S. power outages are caused by squirrels.
Squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels. The word that I can confidently say that I don't know how to spell accurately without autocorrect.
Really?
Is that weird?
I mean,
is that sad?
Words in my, that is sad. I mean, I'm not the world's greatest speller, and I lost the spelling bee in second grade first round, so I really don't have room to talk.
First round, you out. Well, I'm like not the best at spelling or math, but if you don't use well correctly in a sentence, I'll get you.
That's just crazy. What are they running into, like power lines and stuff and just getting shocked, electrocuted again? Two electrocuting stories in a row.
It just says that harmless and cute as they seem, these fuzzy creatures aren't as innocent as you think. Squirrels have a tendency of chewing the wires, but luckily it's a simple fix. And they don't tell you what the fix is.
Yeah, just some duct tape.
Unreal. There's some crazy stuff that goes on, though, man. Like, check this out. A swarm of 20,000 bees followed a car for 2 days because their queen was stuck inside. So when the car parked, the thousands of bees swarmed onto the car and had to be taken off by beekeepers. The next day, the bees were back on the car because the queen was still alive inside and the swarm had been taken off again. That's insane. I would freak out.
Oh, yeah. You know how I was saying there was those meth gators over there in Tennessee?
Yeah, you'd mentioned it, but I thought you were just making some shit up.
Turns out somebody else made up the shit for me. It looks like originally there was all these meth gators floating around in Tennessee because people were flushing down their meth down the toilet and it was getting into the drainage systems and all the sewers. And then all of a sudden I'm reading here, meth gator
it's
is not real.
Not
real.
Not real. Well, shit. I mean, I don't know how you would tell the difference between a real gator and a meth gator. I can't imagine.
They look at you all cockeyed and stuff. That's how you know.
They're already, I mean, maybe if they come at you more aggressively than normal.
I mean, they didn't just stop at meth gators. They were talking meth ducks, meth fish. They just had it all.
Dude, I remember, I think I actually heard about this before you mentioned it. Was it something that was like, what was it mentioned on? I think this was like a pretty big topic on like a TV show or something, right?
I heard it on the radio the other day.
It was actually police officers that said it. They were joking about it. Tennessee police say viral meth warning was a joke. Good Lord.
That's no joke, man.
Fucking somebody better tie up Layla.
You get a cracked out 12 footer on your tail and you know, you don't want that.
Like, Layla, don't make me get the hose. Good Lord, man. This world is insane. Like, I don't even know. I can't imagine what. It's just crazier. It just seems crazier nowadays because everything is all full access to us. Videos, everybody's always taping and everything. So it just, all this stuff was probably crazier things have happened in the past that weren't filmed and you never even knew about. But nowadays you see freaking everything.
Yeah, everyone's got a phone. Everyone's got a camera phone. Hopefully an iPhone.
Yeah, you don't want to be that Android guy.
Android, nope. When you see green, that's just not for me. I gotta be texting somebody that has an iPhone. If I see green when I'm texting somebody, I just can't do it.
You wouldn't be able to date her. You couldn't date her or marry her.
No way. No way. She might get a text once a week if she had an Android phone.
Would you try to convert her if she seemed like she was worth it, like she was the one?
If she was the one, she'd be getting the iPhone 10. Yep, next day. Next day. She'd get the Amazon Prime 2-day shipping.
Amazon Prime.
Straight to her door.
Maybe the one day, if you're lucky at what time you order, if you order early enough in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, check this out. Mike Tyson once offered a zoo attendant $10,000 to let him fight a gorilla.
Whoa.
Tyson bribed a worker to open the zoo for just he and his wife to see the animals. While on their romantic stroll, he tried to also bribe a zookeeper to let him fight a gorilla. The zoo attendant said no.
That just sounds like another Harambe story.
That would have been bad. Yeah, that would have been bad. Tyson would have taken him down. I don't know, though. That would have been hilarious to see.
I don't
Tyson,
think anybody
Tyson
can
don't
take
make
down
no jokes, man.
Gorillas don't make no jokes. They'll just rip you apart. I guarantee you get in the ring with a gorilla and you're just going to get torn shreds. Like, literally, limb from limb.
I mean, that's true facts. That's just true facts.
I'm just straight spitting facts today.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Got some friggin' hot deals. Hot deals on wheels.
What do we got? We got hot dogs? Hot dogs on sale?
No hot dogs. I can't remember the last time I actually ate a hot dog. No, but normally, you know, hot deals, like, if you guys ever listen to, or not listen to, but do you use Let Go or anything like that? Or Offer Up?
Let Go, Offer Up, Craigslist, you name it. I'm looking for the deals.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go through some deals here, and we're going to try to be very descriptive with this because it gets pretty intense. Let's see. The most ridiculous things that people put on here, it's just absurd.
Oh, I've seen people put a freaking toothbrush on there before.
Did it say it was used?
Like, I'm going to drive all the way out to you to go pick up a toothbrush. How crazy. I've seen, oh my God. I also saw, it was just on, you know, web facing, just like the first page. One of those cups for women to go pee in. Just one of the first things. I'm like, what kind of woman wants to go buy a used? I don't know if it was used. I don't know if it was new. Who wants to go even have that interaction in the first place? What kind of, you know?
Nobody.
Unreal. No one.
Well, it's just like if you sell your underwear on here, like, if someone buys that, that's nasty. I'm trying to see on here. There's actually some pretty legit stuff on here. there's an actual page that has a notebook, and it's written in red pen that says, "Check out my page, good deals with smiley faces." Good Lord. She's got a glow light, Repti glow sticks, freaking Bissell Arm & Hammer Eliminator, freaking women's size 8 rollerblades, extra large picture frame. That's pretty basic. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. So there's an adult male wearing Disney's Cars backpack, and he's like displaying it for sale. Lightning
so
McQueen.
So listen to this. You can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Tide Clean Breeze scented jugs of laundry detergent. $12. $12. A year
Good
supply.
Good Lord. That's like Costco deals right there. It's a year supply.
Yeah. That is a year supply right there. That's seven. That's almost 7 gallons of Tide.
How many clothes can, I mean, like, how many loads is that? That's like,
I mean, it says 96 per, it says 96 per container. So 1.17 gallons per container. You know, like I said, and like you said, we're both not good at math here. So we're not even going to try to dig into that.
Yeah, I ain't doing math. Anybody wants to check us on some math right there, you can send us an email. Email is no, seriously, email is just kidding, but seriously at gmail.com. So anything you guys want us to review on, any questions you want us to answer, please shoot them our way.
Cameron, do we have a
I'm looking.
Twitter?
We do have a
Ladies and
Twitter.
gentlemen, we
Same.
have a Twitter.
Twiddly D, twiddly don't.
Yes,
We be tweeting, dog.
I
Just kidding, but seriously, seriously. I'm looking at some clothes right now. Like, people put on so many things on here for like shoes and
Thrift shopping's the
purses
move.
and.
Thrift shopping at Goodwill. Shout out to Goodwill. I could buy so many polo shirts for the low there. Just quality too.
And nobody
Just
knows.
for the whole
Nobody needs to
quality.
know either.
Yeah,
Nobody's gonna
no one needs
know.
to know because more clothes for me.
Exactly. It's not gonna, I mean, nobody's gonna know about it. Where you got it doesn't matter. As long as it's clean.
I had a friend in college. He had every single button-down polo shirt that they made. Every single one. And I'm talking, these are hand-me-down thrift shops. So he had the whole collection from 1994 all the way till current day. Like he had it made. He only spent $40 altogether, guaranteed. I don't know
$40.
if that's true. But seriously.
You just make that all up? Yeah. Oh my God. People just like, it's the most ridiculous stuff. Look at this boat trailer. I don't even know how to describe this. Oh, boat trailer replacement axles. 72 inch, 80 inch, 3750 GVW torsion galvanized axle sail.
Are we
We
riding on
carry all.
fofos over there?
We carry all axles. We offer install as well. Good God. Tell you what though, man. People probably make a decent living off of here. Tow and hitch ball, $10.
I just bought
For
this
you.
mean hitch for the truck. Let me tell you, if somebody was to whack the back end of that truck, I feel bad. Even a knee, not even a car. That thing is mean looking. It's got this mean hook, and then it's got three other sized balls around it. It's just ready. It's
Oh
a
yeah,
real good bumper protector, all that goodness.
you just bought a new truck too, right? You traded in
Oh
your
yeah.
old car. What'd you get?
A lot
Tell
of
the
debt.
listeners. A lot of debt. Yeah, but you didn't go brand new, did you?
Nah, I got it used, but I mean, 2019 Dodge Ram, 22,000 miles, it still cost me
Whew.
roughly 31,000. So, I mean,
Damn. You put a down
yeah.
payment and then what would they make you put down percentage wise?
I mean, I didn't put anything down.
Oh, from the they took from the car that you traded in, basically.
Yeah, a little bit from the Honda Civic, but I mean, just kidding, but seriously, should be paying my car bills pretty soon. So, I mean, let's take off, But seriously.
We're just kidding, guys. But
Yeah.
seriously. Oh God. So anyways.
What's our goal for the week? How many listeners are we trying to get out there?
Oh,
How many of you
I
guys are
mean,
listening out there?
hopefully there's some. If there's none, then you guys are missing out. First episode, we're only gonna build from here, man. We're gonna have two each week, and hopefully we'll grow from there. But we hope you guys keep coming back. We just wanna keep things interesting and make you smile. That's pretty much the goal.
Yep.
Let's go over some trending topics. Let's go over the next stuff. What do we got going on in 2019 for the end of July?
Oh man, what's trending? I'm not up with the trends nowadays, I'm just kind of in a closed loop, so that's something for the internet right there.
Yeah. Get
Oh
this
yeah.
quote. Artificial intelligence becomes more intelligent.
Wow. What a
Great,
fact.
great stuff. Great stuff. That's
Did
trendy.
you see that Elon wants to start putting some Terminator type chips into people's heads, man, and like starting to make them see with robotic eyes and all that goodness? It's getting pretty crazy out
Yeah,
there.
that's gonna be a thing, bro. It's they're talking
That's just
about
wild. They're talking about
like,
well,
that's with like the glasses too. They want you to be able to basically like contacts that are going to be able to, and I think they already have this technology where you can zoom in with your contacts, or at least they're working on it. But could you imagine like you're wearing contacts and you have the power to zoom in with your, basically your mind. So you can zoom in, but could you imagine like if it malfunctioned and you're just fucking walking down the street and you're zoomed in, checking some girl's ass out from like 30 yards away and you freaking run into a tree because you don't realize where you are.
Yeah, not good. Imagine it starts raining and all of a sudden you just start getting electrocuted everywhere, short circuiting. Not good.
Skid it, skid, skid.
You just start tweaking out. You're better at the tweak than I am.
Well, it would certainly be entertaining for us folks on the other end, but
don't you know?
Oh yeah. Let's see what we got here, man. I am not doing the best here at finding any good trends.
Cameron, you any good at collecting baseball, football, basketball cards?
What do you think this is, 1991? Let's talk about that. That's a good – okay, I like stories.
Story is. So my roommate invited me over for dinner with his parents last night over there in Odessa. And, you know, we're over there eating. All of a sudden, they bring out this binder. This binder has dust all over it. We blow it off, you know, take off the cobwebs, all that goodness. So we open up the book, full of football cards, full of basketball cards, full of baseball cards. This thing is just savage. So Cha-ching. We're over there. Oh yeah. So, you know, they look at some of the cards. I'm looking at some of the cards. We start eating dinner. I pull out the book again. I'm like, all right, let's see if I can find some goodness in this nice binder here. Turns out I pull up a LeBron James rookie card. I go to eBay. This thing's listed for, I mean, we can ask for stuff all day, right? It was listed for $5,000. To me, I freaked out, man. I almost took that card and ran.
For a damn card. Dude, but I mean, like, that's not even like old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it was so expensive.
It's going to go up from there. Even more so, like anyone that has that collection, he should probably keep it for another 10, 15 years, because once he retires, that card will get even more in value. And I mean, I remember, did you ever collect cards and shit?
Yeah, I had a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I had, you know, all those holograms and all the Pokemon goodness. And
oh yeah,
I ended up washing them all in the laundry. And Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was a bad day. I was so mad. I was about probably 12 years old, and I couldn't have been more mad that day.
Is that where?
Because it was the whole stack. I caught them all and then washed them all.
Bro, I never even got into that stuff. I don't know why. All my friends did. I got into Pogs, which was pretty cool for a while, but
Travis was telling me about Pogs.
Dude, Pogs. Yeah, because Travis is a little closer to my age, I think. But
yep.
Pogs were like, I'm sure what you've seen what they were, but they weren't here very long. It seemed like they were here for like a year and they were gone.
Yeah.
I was literally
throwing
like,
marbles down, right?
No, you're doing like, so you got the little plastic Pog cards, but then you have like slammers. And the slammers, they were like the same shape, but they were like, there were plastic ones, there were metal ones, there were like 3D hologram ones, and you would always want to collect. And if you like beat somebody in their Pogs, you can steal their slammer and take all their Pogs and shit, and you would collect them. It was pretty badass, not gonna lie. I felt like a badass for a little while there, and then just like, I don't know what happened. It just disappeared.
Yeah,
weird,
and then they came out with the Nintendo 64, and then they came out with the PS1, PS2, Xbox.
Dude, yeah. Do you remember when Beanie Babies were big?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I was probably 5 years old, somewhere around there, when it was probably too big.
Did your parents ever get into collecting them? Like, did your mom collect them or anything?
You're talking about the, you know, like the stuffed animals with like the TY on it.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. What did that stand for? I can't remember.
I wish you knew. I don't know.
Who cares? I mean, in reality, I don't think anybody cares.
Man, I bet those things are worth more than baseball cards, though. Look at
They
this.
are,
I'm looking it
dude.
up right now. $50,000, $20,000. Holy crap.
They used to have baseball ones. Like, I would collect like baseball player ones because I was
Oh.
big into baseball.
Stands for Ty Warner.
Ty Warner. What a friggin' jerk.
$50,000 for a stuffed animal. Can you believe that?
Collectible Beanie Babies, 24 grand, 48,000. This is freaking insane.
Imagine just plucking one of these out of a vending machine, you know, a claw machine, something like that, and you just land on a gold mine.
Bro, first of all, if you get anything out of those machines, props to you
That
because that's already rigged. But getting something
is
like this,
true.
that'd be funny though if someone did place one of these just hidden somewhere in one of those, just didn't even know what they won.
Yeah,
Freaking
there's
this.
actually this guy on YouTube. He's just a master at winning prizes out of those claw machines. You know, the ones that, you know, the light spins around the machine. You got to hit the perfect timing on
Yeah,
it, you
yeah,
know. And yeah, expert. And he's on YouTube. I must have watched his videos for about 4 hours straight, just going straight into a
yeah.
rabbit hole. Watched about every single thing, you name it. And he was getting kicked out by the security guards and stuff. They knew who he was. They knew what he was about. They knew that he was going to take all the iPhones, all the Xboxes, all the PS4s straight out the machine. It was just crazy.
Good Lord. It's just like it's unbelievable. These kind of like fads, how they just kind of blow up and then they disappear, but like they're still kind of sitting in the background and people are like there's still people that are obsessed with them.
Oh yeah. I
I
found
don't
him. His
understand.
name's Joystick. Shout out to Joystick over there on YouTube.
Joystick.
Joystick. Yeah, man. I must have watched all his videos. He, you know, he puts in a $20 bill and he'll just keep going. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna get it on this one right here." It's just crazy, craziness.
Some people on the fucking things they do, it's just insane. Well, speaking on like, I guess that's considered trendy in a well, not like relatable now, but let's look at some trending stuff in the world today. Let's get controversial in here and really spin the bottle. Whoa. American woman in Syria posts emotional video pleading with Trump to stop civilian deaths. Whoa, it just got dark.
That is dark.
And I'm not talking about lightning and thunder. It just got real dark in here. Let's see. U.S. to expand rapid deportation nationwide with sweeping new rule. North Korea suggests it could restart nuclear tests, accuses U.S. of breaking spirit and talk. Dude, what did I think I read about something about didn't something oh yeah, there it is. U.S. Marines jam an Iranian drone in the Gulf, destroying it.
What?
I think there's something that started with them like doing something to one of our drones and like they're starting to like something's fucking going down, basically, with
It's about
drones.
to go down.
It's about to go down. You know, I mean, life lesson here, and if we can all just live a life like Jackie Moon and just support ELE, I mean,
Everybody love everybody out here.
yeah, I mean, all you gotta do is kind of live by that. But we're always gonna have turmoil and freaking disagreement, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate, you know? I mean, it's right there. You know, all you
I
got to
mean,
do is
it's
watch a
natural to have a
nice.
disagreement, but
Yeah.
we can never do it civilized. Civilized.
I'll tell you what's controversial is that ASAP Rocky over there in the UK, you know, free ASAP Rocky.
What happened with that?
He got in a little, so you know, there's some guys, you know, antagonizing him over there, and ASAP, you know, he was of course with his posse or bodyguards, and they got in a little scuffle. But I mean, you know, they're holding him over there in a Swedish jail, and you get Trump involved. We're getting Kim K involved. You know, like when the president gets involved trying to get ASAP Rocky out of jail, that's just a little crazy.
Oh, shit. He spells his name with a dollar sign. Good Lord. What
I mean,
has.
I don't know whose side I'm on. I want to say I'm on ASAP Rocky's side, but I wasn't there. There is video footage, but I mean, come on, that's where the controversy comes in, right?
Well, anybody can make a video of anything nowadays. But who knows?
These guys were clearly trying to, get a reaction out of him. I think ASAP is smart
I'm
enough to,
sure.
not just go picking fights with some random Swedish guys. Come on.
Especially if they know him too. I mean, they know who he is just because obviously when you're famous enough, you go to another country, your people are not going to like you or they're going to try to mess with you. But
Yeah, I mean, from the looks of it, they did a good job kicking his ass, though. I mean, jeez.
was he like jumped or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, there was two of them. I think it was like 2 versus 4, I want to say. So, they
Two versus
started it.
four.
They started it. Come on.
Well, who knows? He say a she say kind of situation.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll move on to the next topic. Let's talk a little bit about health and fitness. That's important in the world. Know, if you're into health and fitness, or I think everybody has some kind of health goal or fitness goal, or always want to step into that kind of stuff. And whether you're into group stuff or doing stuff by yourself or just going on hikes or being just active outside. It's always important to do something that you enjoy first and foremost.
Oh yeah. I tell you, I was so hyped for this podcast today. I after work, man, I got straight onto the road, ran 1 mile, had to let it out.
Yeah. Now, are you doing like sprints? Or are you just going at a constant pace? What are you doing?
Constant pace, just tried to really make it today, Went for the
Just hit
good
like
old
a.
thigh burner. How to feel the
Were
burn.
you were you were you going for a certain time, or were you just going for a certain distance?
I got like a little route that I like to run. There's a route along the water here in my complex, and then I kind of just take it down to Hula Bay Club over here in Tampa. Just kind of
Okay.
circle my butt around and then, back home. Little run. Yeah.
It's always good,
Shout out
man.
to
I
AirPods
mean,
too.
yeah.
AirPods are the best. Sync,
AirPods,
download
hook
all
us
the
up,
music
bro.
onto my, yeah, download all the music onto your Apple Watch before you go out there, so you don't have to bring your big phone with you. And Apple Pods just do the rest from there. It's
How do you
amazing.
do that? You have to plug in the USB charger with your watch plugged in, basically, and you can download them. Or how does that work?
I think you're onto something. I think you do have to have your I think you do have to have your watch on the charger, and you might have to have your phone within like a foot of your Apple Watch, and then all of a sudden it starts syncing the songs over your Apple Watch. I looked into it one time, got a good playlist on there, and oh yeah, it's good for a good mile. That's only like 3 songs, so not even.
Nice. I know they have these I think they're like waterproof headphones. They're like Bluetooth, and basically you can't use them Bluetooth while you're in the pool because it'll lose connection with the phone and the Bluetooth, but you can actually download MP3 like the songs onto the headphones. They have storage on the headphones, and then you can listen to the music while you're swimming. If you're big into swimming, that's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Never thought about listening to sound underwater. Songs underwater.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I feel like I would have like ear
Hmm.
issues because anytime I go underwater, I feel like my ears get all jumble clogged.
Yeah, I wouldn't be listening to this rap music or the EDM stuff or the rock and roll. I feel like if I was underwater 6 feet down, I'd put on a nice, Beethoven 16th symphony type vibe and just kind of let the water around me just kind of absorb me, if that even makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Like a sponge.
Like a sponge, yep.
Like a sponge, baby. Dude, check this out. So I'm on this article here from Men's Health. I was looking at something. Why are young guys suddenly getting colon cancer? I don't know if you have time to pull that up. You just go to the Men's Health website and go to the health tab at the top. It's one of the articles on there.
Oh yeah. I
One of
see it
the
here.
MDs from Boston started noticing an alarming trend in her work a few years ago. Men in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, runners, CrossFitters, lifelong non-smokers were streaming through her door. They all appeared lively and strong, yet they were battling colorectal cancers and family of diseases that can start in the colon or rectum and are typically associated with older people. So they're basically all these younger males are dealing with what normally what older males deal with a lot earlier, risk factors like family history and obesity. Most troubling of them all, many of them were coming in with advanced metastatic disease. I don't know what that is. Do you?
No, I can't even spell it.
Metastatic. Well, we'll have to look that up later, but this is crazy. 29 years old. He was the youngest person I've ever treated for this type of cancer who didn't
Yeah,
have a family history. I mean,
that's
this
just
might
not
be just
right.
rare shit. I mean, I don't know if this is like, it could just be in the area for some reason that she's in and they're dealing with something over there. Something's in the water.
That's just scary.
Oh,
I
over
mean,
there. I
any kind of
know.
cancer is just so scary, man. That, health is the biggest thing, man. That's just wild.
That's why you got to go out there and do what you love and enjoy it. Don't stress too much over the smallest things. I'm preaching to the choir, but I try to remind myself that every day. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here to motivate and, bring awareness to certain things and just kind of hopefully brighten your day and give you some good tips. They're just
They
tips. They're
say,
just advice.
Yeah, I mean, they say avoid tobacco, avoid sugar, stay active, avoid those processed meals, all that bad stuff for you. That's why I'm gonna get on that Clean Eats
Clean Eats.
subscription.
Get it. Another throw out right there. Clean Eats.
Yep. I don't
Tampa.
even know if that's what you call it. There's so many of those health food places that'll just cook your meal up for you for
Meal
those who
preps,
don't
yeah.
have the ability to cook a nice meal at home. I'm just not a cook, man. I'm just
Hey,
not a
some
cook.
people don't have the time or they just don't really care to. So more props to the people that do it. It's a little cheaper to do it, but if you have the money to get them meals, it's more convenient. You can do other things. Gives you more time to do other things. Plus, it's nice to have those meals because you should be eating full whole food meals.
Yeah, and
That's the best.
they what do? I think they check the macro count, all that good stuff right before they serve it to you, right? They're
Yeah,
put making
they give
sure
you
you
all the
got the
macros on
calories.
them, yeah. For sure.
So that's good.
No, those things are good, man. You're gonna have to let me know how they are.
Yep, I'm gonna try out a few companies and then we'll go from there.
It's the way to go, man. A little sample test here, sample test there. You suck, you're good. You suck. So,
Or
the health and fitness wrap up, pretty much just, if you guys have any questions about anything, I'm a certified coach and fitness trainer. Would love to drop any discussions you guys might have. And Ryan's got a good background. He used to be in a lifting and bodybuilding back when he was a little younger, and he's getting back
oh
into it
yeah.
now, but he's more into running and outdoor stuff. And tell him kind of what you do. You got something called Scatino Films.
Oh yeah, I got a Flextino Films on Instagram. Go ahead, give it a
Ooh,
follow.
Flextino.
Make sure to comment, like, subscribe below. You know what I'm saying? Just where I like to just have a little fun. Videotape where I'm going. Any trip I'm going on, I always bring the little drone with me. Put a video together. But I mean, lifting weights back in the day, man. I feel like I got just so shredded, and then I just started getting a little hurt here and there, and I just kind of stayed out the gym, man, and that's just kind of where I'm at.
That's what happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, I started getting this pain in my chest. I think it's a diagnosis costochondritis. And it's just inflammation of the sternum. And I've had this for about like 2.5 years, and I just kind of stay away from the bench if I'm in the gym. And I've talked to a few chiropractics, but they just kind of, it is a bone. It is something that they can kind of work on, but they just kind of, it's just, I don't know.
That's
I don't
tough,
know
man,
when it'll
because
go away.
like that's like I don't know. It's good that you kind of work your way around it and still try to do what you can. But,
Oh yeah.
so a lot of people will have certain things like that where they just gotta kind of get creative or work around it and do other things, but that's all you got to do. I mean, you got to find something that you can do and that you enjoy doing. That's gonna keep you healthy for your future, for your kids, for yourself. More importantly, it's just proven facts that if you stay active or have a frequent consistency and in your lifestyle, then you're going to be a happier person. Those have been facts.
I'm
Those
just
are
out there to
them
get fit for the
facts.
IG models, you know?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I mean, you could soup it up nowadays. You can not look the way you are and just be completely fake. There's a lot of those people, which is a shame because I think mental health has been at an all-time high for mental illness because of Instagram and social media, because people are so
Self-centered.
self-centered now, and people are just posting these unrealistic lives that aren't really the way they seem, and they're not really the way they look, and it can mess with people's heads because we're so self-centered. It's bad. And that's why I think suicide has gone up, and I think that's why it has to be, especially for like the younger ages. It's
Oh
scary.
man. Yeah, suicide's not even a joke. That's just, there's always somebody you got to be able to talk to. I mean, I like to stick close to my family. I think sticking close to your family is the best way to deal with any problem. I mean, I know there's
Yeah.
some people that don't have that, don't have that
Outlet.
outlet, yeah, to reach out to, but man, that's just no joke.
No, scary. So anyone out there that needs a pick me up, that needs someone to listen to, that's kind of why I wanted to do this podcast as well. I just wanted to have a way for anyone that needs a pick me up for humor, for advice, for just cool information that we're kind of going over these episodes. So I would love any questions or anything to kind of bring some positivity on your end. Let's go over, I mean, it kind of rolls into motivation and stuff. I have something here. Motivation is more than a word. What do you think that means to you, Ryan? What do you get out of that? What do you get out of motivation for yourself?
Motivation is more than a word. Okay, I can see where we could might
You
go
like
with
that?
this.
You like that?
So I think
Cool.
motivation, what that means to me, it being more than a word, I think it's more of an action. I think in order
Yep.
to be motivated, in order to stay motivated, it takes a lot of action, and you got to get out there. If you put your mind to something, it's going to take days, weeks, months, and a lot of grind, nonstop, pushing to the limit, man.
Oh, it's perfect. That's exactly the way it should be. I mean, motivation, everybody has their own motivators and things that get them more excited than others.
What motivates you?
Well, for me, I mean, I think just making others happy, making others helping others. I think that's why I got into fitness, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast. I think that's why we both wanted to do it, just to be able to talk and kind of be a positive outlet. Moving forward, that's what we want to be. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, I hope you continue to stay with us and we build from here. It's only going to get better. But motivation for me is just health and fitness and just always having some kind of joy with making people laugh and just being silly, not taking things too seriously. knowing when to take him seriously, but at the same time, still joking. But I mean, motivation can be so many different outlets. My motivation now is I got a new baby kid, new baby boy, Crew. Mm-hmm. He's like 11 months and I got a great wife. Mm-hmm. So that's my motivation more than ever now. And building relationships with people and friendships, that's always been motivation for me because I love people and pretty much it.
Yeah, and I'm motivated to grow this podcast. I'd like to see five new listeners each take, you know. I'd like to see it grow. I mean, even if it's just two each time, you know, that adds up. Just more smiles, more laughs to go around.
Yeah. Everybody share with your friends, anyone you think that would like something like this with random facts and stupid funniness and good tips and just, you know, genuine conversations. We're just kidding, but seriously, and be on the lookout for us because we're going to come at you. We coming at you.
Yeah. What are we on? Are we on Spotify? We're on Apple. How can they find
yeah,
us?
Yeah. We're on iTunes, Spotify. You guys got our Gmail, just kidding, but seriously at gmail.com. You'll get us on Twitter. I mean, all the outlets. We'll have an Instagram everywhere. But hopefully you'll tune into the next episode. Again, we'll have at least 2 a week and hopefully we'll grow from there and have more and more. But that's
right
it.
On.
That's it. We'll see you next time. Email us some questions.
All right, let's do it. When's the next podcast? When are we taking it?
I don't know. When are we?
Shoot. Let's shoot for Thursday. Thursday, yeah. Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday, we'll be posting another one.
Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout, guys.
All right, y'all. Stay classy.
Peace.
Just kidding. Seriously. Peace.